There is a battle underway in Nashville among the companies that compete to provide horse carriage rides to downtown tourists. They recently filed more than 50 complaints against one another. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports they expose turmoil in a highly visible part of the tourism industry.
The feud among the carriage companies isn't new, but it has escalated ever since the city shrank the loading zones where they can pick up passengers.
It's like those experiments I read about in college where you put a whole bunch of rats in a small space and they start fighting.
Lawyer Gary Blackburn represents Sugar Creek Carriages.
I'm not calling these people rats, but it's the same phenomenon. Nobody anticipated that Nashville would turn into a theme park. So here we are, and the laws haven't caught up.
Blackburn contends Nashville needs a new way to manage the carriages and to enforce the safety rules governing the menagerie of golf carts, party barges, and pedal taverns on Lower Broadway. With that backdrop, Metro's Transportation Licensing Commission called for a special meeting, which devolved into a freewheeling 3 hours of tit-for-tat bickering. There were interruptions,
Chairman, procedural
sniping.
I don't believe the witness is going to answer the question.
Outright yelling.
This is bullying. This is 5 complaints for me.
May we finish our presentation?
And weary calls for calm.
All right, we're starting to degrade again.
Yeah. Disintegrate.
On paper, the complaints concern where the carriages park and pick up passengers and how horses are controlled. But drivers like Kenny Hale of Southern Comfort Carriages went much further in person, alleging bullying and harassment and incivility.
You can't even wave at them people because they don't say nothing back.
Others bristle at what they call nonstop video surveillance because some drivers are now wearing body cameras to gather footage to bolster their cases. In the end, the commission put 3 drivers on probation, a light penalty. But the board is bracing for even more complaints, which some drivers are explicitly promising. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.